But I just want to make sure two things to this. If this video, if you gain anything from this video, just gain two things. One, Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. And two, Kyle Rittenhouse is trying to clean up his image. He's trying to bolster his image. Don't stop calling him a white supremacist.
Money!
Dynamite! Dynamite!
Sorry about that, guys and gals. Hey, how you guys doing? My name is Hiro, and I want to talk about like the Kyle Rittenhouse situation and where we are now as it pertains to the whole, is this justice, is this right? I'm not here to really argue that, because ultimately, I told you guys what I believe he should have been found guilty of based on the evidence that was presented, but I also informed you that there was an inherent bias and there was a underlining simmering want and need for Justin to be found. Not Justin, Kyle Rittenhouse to be found not guilty. And we're going to talk about where this underbelly comes from, because it's part of a systemic system. White supremacy is keeping Kyle Rittenhouse from being held accountable. And this is not to confuse the situation. He's a white supremacist. He is a white supremacist because he benefits from white supremacy. And then there'll be people that say he's half Mexican. You know, that I'm here to just give people a heads up. The blackest person on earth can be found to be a holder, which makes him white, a white supremacist. The color white has nothing to do with the identification of the person. It has more to do with the supremacy that is being exuded by a demographic or trying to be upheld by other demographics. It's the whiteness of a situation that people are trying to maintain so that other people of color cannot ascertain any form of growth or equity in a society. So that's how Uncle Ruckus can be a character in real world. But let's talk about Kyle Rittenhouse and two things that he's doing that I don't think people are savvy enough to understand, because there's a lot of people on the left who are saying, oh my God, he said that he supports Black Lives Matter. And he I'm here to tell you, he doesn't. He's lying through his teeth. He's trying to change up the game and clear his name. He's trying to seem like a little guy. He's trying to seem like he's on your side. And I'm here to tell you, Kyle Rittenhouse would have shot your ass too. Don't get it twisted. He would have shot your ass too. But what is the narrative now for this kid? And I don't want that to change. I don't want that to change for one second. The narrative is he is still a harbinger of white supremacy, and he is a white supremacist. Period. He is still benefiting from white supremacy. Period. And if you don't believe me, that's what we're here to kind of discuss right now. That's what we're kind of here to figure out. Kyle Rittenhouse did an interview with Tucker Carlson, and you know he got paid for this, right? We're all on that same page. We all know that, like, he got paid for this, and this was something that he and his group, they were prepared for. And hey, once again, he wants to change the narrative. He wants to make it seem like he's not a bad guy. He's not the bad guy in this situation. But we're not falling for that. We're not going to let this slide. We're not going to let this go. But we do have to be able to point out with accuracy, what he did wrong. So let's just hear what he has to say for himself, and we can deep dive into it.
So I went to Dominic Black's house, and I stayed the night over there and saw the videos of the riots and the arson going on.
What'd you think of it?
It was upsetting because Kenosha is my community.
Kenosha is my community. Kenosha is my community. The supremacy has already started. Listen to the way they talk. It'll tell you everything you need to know. It's not our community. It's not a community I'm a part of. It's not a community I love. It is my community. Ownership. You have to do what I say or suffer the consequences. Right?
And I just was upset seeing my community up in flames.
Yeah, I bet you were.
I was upset I had to see my community up in flames. Kyle Rittenhouse would have been extremely useful in Ohio after they lost a football game and they decided to flip cars and burn down the city. Kyle Rittenhouse would have been extremely useful in Portland after their college team lost a football game and started setting stuff on fire. But, you know, can't react to this. Gotta react to people responding, just asking police to stop shooting people without, you know, reasonable doubt, without cause. Just give us more time than you gave Tamir Rice. 2.7 seconds for all y'all that were wondering. Give us a chance to breathe. 9 minutes and 46 seconds, right? What does burning...
I had to go to Antioch Police Department, which, to my understanding, is the closest police department to Kenosha.
Why do you think people were burning car source? What does that have to do with civil rights?
That's a disingenuous question, because the same question could be asked about... what's their name? The Boston Tea Party, right? Our founding fathers. Even I know that. Boston Tea Party, what happened? The Boston Tea Party was an American political and mercenary protest by the Sons of Liberty in Boston, Massachusetts on December 16, 1773. What did throwing tea into the ocean have to do with anything? And have to do with anything. It's so frivolous. Because the riots, it was about stopping police from killing black people without any chance. Without their fair day. Denying them their civil rights. Denying them their human rights.
I don't know. I think it was opportunists taking advantage of the BLM movement. I agree with the BLM movement. I agree everybody has the right to protest and assemble, but I do not agree that people have the right to burn down. I don't appreciate that people are burning.
Kyle's forefathers would disagree with him. And if you're in such support of BLM, right? If you're in such support of BLM, why are you hanging out with white supremacists? That's you, Kyle. That's you next to two white supremacists. Cal, that's literally you right there. Throwing up the white power sign. That's you, man. You support the Black Lives Movement, so why are you flashing white supremacy signs? That's you, Kyle. He supports Black Lives Matter, though. Don't forget that. He's trying to change the narrative. And people who are letting him do it just need to use simple facts. It's already been shown to us. We know the type of person this person is. We know the type of person he is. So don't fall victim to it. That's all I'm saying.
So you've been criticized for carrying a firearm into the scene, but it's obvious from the tape that a lot of people, you were not the only one with a firearm. There are rioters with firearms. Was that obvious to you?
Yes.
So do you saw other people with guns?
I did. There was a lot of people there were rioters with firearms.
And notice, he almost said it. He said he almost told the truth because he's lying through his teeth. He almost said there were people on both sides with guns. That's what he wanted to say. Listen to it again.
I did. There was a lot of people there were rioters with firearms.
He almost said it again.
So you saw other people with guns?
I did. There was a lot of people there were rioters with firearms.
He's trying to imply that he didn't have... No, it was only the rioters with guns. It was only the people who attacked him who had guns. Kyle Rittenhouse was with the militia. This is Kyle walking alongside another person who's not an officer. Kyle was part of the militia from that night. It's not even... is so laughable. Like, this interview is so disingenuous because you can literally look this up. He's right there, walking alongside a militiaman. They're not a well-organized militia. The police let these people walk around. If these were two black guys, they would have been shot by snipers a mile away. But I hear people saying also to me, like, oh, Hero, like, you know, the trial was fair. The judge wasn't biased. I'm here to tell you, even if he was found guilty, this judge wasn't going to let this man go to jail. Want to know how I know? I got proof. Rape victims scream and throw up in court as judge refuses to jail man 20 who pled guilty. He pled guilty to raping four of them during parties at his parents' mansion when they were teens. And to top it off, the parents groomed the women to be raped by their son. The judge, who is months away from retiring, did not want to give a prison sentence to a 20-year-old white guy. Even if Kyle was found guilty, that judge wasn't sending him to jail, because he couldn't imagine sending his own grandson to prison. That's white supremacy. Kyle benefits from white supremacy. So he's a white supremacist. He knowingly benefits from it. He can play ignorant and dumb and wow on camera, but he's a white supremacist. He supports Black Lives Matter. He supports peaceful protest. He supports what his forefathers did. This is him.
One of them has a weapon. She hung up. Bro, I wish I had my AR. I'd start shooting rounds at them.
I wish I had my fucking AR. I would start shooting rounds at them. Kyle wanted to kill people that night. He wanted to kill people this night. The only problem is, he didn't have his fucking AR, and we're lucky for it. But we've let this maniac back on the street. There's something that I need to let y'all know. Kyle's going to be back in the news. Kyle's going to kill someone else. And when he does, it's going to be because of the failures of our justice system today. I want y'all to think about what happened in Waukesha. When our justice system fails to completely control situations that they can control, and they leave it up to people to police themselves, they'll eat each other. There's going to be a balance shift. And I don't wish there to be any type of violence, but you mean to tell me that there's not gonna be a bunch, like, I'm a liberal and I got hella guns. I just never felt pressed to show them. But you mean to tell me, you think I'm going to be walking around with people like Kyle, who can literally go and create the fear he is afraid of and then fire upon that fear? He was literally chaos hunting. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But I just want to make sure two things to this. If this video, if you gain anything from this video, just gain two things. One, Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. And two, Kyle Rittenhouse is trying to clean up his image. He's trying to bolster his image. Don't stop calling him a white supremacist.
But it's so hard to find through the daily grind. We're working overtime. And I'm sleep deprived. Shorty on my line and we fuss and fight. Seems like every night. Don't care who's wrong or right. I hope the end is sight. Slow it down and we can catch the vibes.